Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of what's shaping the world of marketing, media, and tech. Today, we're digging into how AI is reshaping brand narratives, why accountability is catching up to social media giants, and how the industry is tackling the chaos of creator measurement. Let's dive right in. First up, the Trade Desk is making waves with a major overhaul of its Identity Alliance payouts. According to Digiday, the platform is shifting from its traditional volume-based compensation for identity partners, think Experian, ID5, and LiveRamp, to a model focused on incrementality. What does that mean? Instead of simply rewarding partners for the amount of data fed into campaigns, the Trade Desk will now pay more for data that's truly unique and additive, not just duplicative. This move, expected to take full effect in Q2, comes after partners voiced concerns about the opacity of the old system and how revenue shares were calculated. Some partners were given a short window to accept the new terms or exit, but to soften the blow, the Trade Desk is offering a temporary revenue guarantee during the transition. They're also promising new APIs and scoring tools to help partners understand how their data is scored, but those aren't widely available yet, leaving some uncertainty in the air. The logic behind this shift is simple. As the Trade Desk's AI and learning capabilities improve, they can better identify which data signals are truly valuable for advertisers. For marketers, this could mean better targeting and measurement, but it could also reshape pricing and which identity partners underpin campaigns. All this comes at a time when the Trade Desk is under pressure. Recent Q1 revenue guidance disappointed investors, and their take rates have fluctuated. Some partners are wary, seeing this as a DSP tightening its grip on the open web's economics, but others, like ID5's CEO, call the move a logical evolution toward efficiency and better signal quality. Next, let's talk about Time's new geo product, as reported by Digiday. Time is leveraging its understanding of how AI search engines, like ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, and Perplexity, cite news sources to help brands shape their narrative in AI-generated answers. While other publishers like Forbes and Future are also selling AI visibility insights, Time's approach is unique in its focus on brand sentiment. Using tools like Tollbit and ScalePost, Time tracks where and how often it's cited in AI search, then cross-references that with what brands are saying in their own ads, analyzed by Mobian. The result, a score that shows how closely AI-generated answers match a brand's intended positioning. If there's a gap, Time offers to create branded content, text or video, to fill it, leveraging the domain authority of the Time brand to influence AI summaries. Mobian's analysis of 750 brands found that 17% of AI citations were either misaligned with the brand's messaging or factually inaccurate. Sometimes, the topics AI highlights aren't even what the brand wants to emphasize, like a pharma brand's allergy medication being linked to unrelated vaccine news. Time's solution is to publish branded content on its site and channels like YouTube, then track if those assets start showing up in AI answers. Interestingly, their research found that obscure YouTube channels with under 1,000 subscribers often influenced AI-generated responses more than the brand's own website. Pricing for the geo service is under wraps, but Time says it's aiming for longer-term, strategic partnerships rather than one-off deals. As for whether branded content is weighed differently by AI compared to editorial, it's too early to say, but being associated with a credible, trusted source seems to matter. Now, a landmark moment for social media accountability. Digiday reports that last week's legal verdicts against Meta and YouTube mark a turning point. In New Mexico, a jury found Meta liable for violating the state's Unfair Practices Act and fined them $375 million. In California, both Meta and YouTube were found negligent in a case centered on social media addiction. Meta was held 70% responsible and ordered to pay $4.2 million, while Alphabet, YouTube's parent, must pay $1.8 million. These rulings go beyond content moderation. They scrutinize the very design of social platforms, the infinite scroll, recommendation algorithms, and push notifications that keep users, especially kids, hooked. The numbers are staggering. In the US, 8.3 million Facebook users and 17.4 million Instagram users are under 17, with millions under 13, despite age restrictions. Globally, people spend over 7 hours a week on social media, and Gen Z is feeling the strain. 53% have reduced the usage, citing information overload and negative emotions. The verdicts have rattled markets. Meta's stock dropped 8%, YouTube's 3%, and signal that tech's legal shield under Section 230 may be cracking. The California case, in particular, ruled that it was platform design, not just user content, causing harm. If stricter age verification laws are adopted, YouTube alone could lose $4 billion a year in ad revenue from minors. Google plans to appeal, arguing YouTube is a streaming platform, not a social network, but the tide is turning toward greater regulation and accountability. Switching gears, let's look at how The Guardian is approaching AI. Unlike many publishers racing to build AI chatbots, The Guardian is taking a more cautious, trust-focused path. Their first reader-facing AI product, called Storylines, isn't a chatbot at all. Instead, it's an AI-powered twist on the familiar, related links module. On select, tag, pages, think topics like Trump, Storylines surfaces three major narratives drawn from the most recent 200 articles on that tag. The only AI-generated text is the subtitles defining these storylines, and the system only uses headlines, not full article text, to avoid hallucinations or misrepresentation. The Guardian had 20 senior editors vet the tool's outputs and provided feedback to the data science team for model refinement. Currently, Storylines is in limited testing on just 10 tag pages, and The Guardian is adamant it won't be rolled out everywhere. Some topics are just too sensitive. There's even a big red button to turn it off if needed. For The Guardian, the goal is to use AI as a curatorial tool to highlight and contextualize its journalism, not to risk eroding reader trust with a chatbot that could go off script. Lastly, the fragmentation of creator measurement is getting a serious fix. Digiday reports that Creator IQ and Sprinklr are partnering to unify creator intelligence, social media management, and paid amplification on a single platform. Brands have long struggled with siloed data, organic, paid, and creator content all measured separately, with teams forced to swivel chairs between platforms. This new partnership feeds Creatorix intelligence, processing 123 million creator posts daily, directly into Sprinklr's social media reporting system, which already tracks paid, owned, and earned media plus social listening. The result? Fewer blind spots, faster decisions, and a clearer view of ROI. The move is helped by platforms like YouTube opening up more first-party data to partners, letting brands access better audience and performance insights. With organic reach at an all-time low, brands are leaning harder on creators for amplification, but measuring the impact, especially across hundreds or thousands of nano and micro influences, has been a nightmare. This integration aims to bring all that data together, so creator marketing can be planned, measured, and funded alongside paid media, not as an afterthought. Some agency leaders caution that the vibes and storytelling magic of creators can get lost in dashboards, but most agree that a stronger data foundation will help the right creators shine and make the case for bigger budgets. That's all for today's brief. From AI's growing impact on brand visibility and journalism, to the courts holding social media giants to account, and the industry's push for smarter creator measurement, it's clear that transparency, trust, and data-driven decision-making are the new currency. As always, we'll keep tracking these shifts so you can stay ahead of the curve. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.